Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full-service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing, designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And, you know, it's been kind of a wild week for these cattle futures. Ended up with triple-digit highs yesterday. Nice day for the cattle futures. The hogs, though, had a rough day of it.
You're right about that. And the hard thing, Dave, is figuring out exactly what stimulated those cattle to the upside. They started higher. They traded higher. They ended higher. And there was really a lack of bullish news out there to go along with that higher trade in the futures. Matter of fact, some of the contracts, especially in live cattle, back off their highs of the session a fair amount after the pit closing took place. Now, we also saw yesterday no cash cattle trade in our feed yards, and we saw choice box beef down $1.73. Selects were down 64 cents on a movement of 171 loads. The cattle slaughter estimated at 112,000 head yesterday, and the cash feeder index was up 15 cents. Now, Friday, we do have the cattle and feed report coming out. Trade average estimates on feed as of September 1, 99.1%. Placements in August, 96%, and marketings in August at 90.4% of a year ago. And as Dave said, our hog complex yesterday saw triple-digit losses. Now, we are seeing a reversal to the downside this morning in the cattle and continued downside in the hogs, as October cattle are 72 cents lower, October feeder cattle down 7, and October lean hogs down $1.47.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain trade from yesterday, the wheat futures kind of had an interesting day, I thought. Chicago was higher. Kansas City was lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw a mixed session yesterday for wheat, corn, and soybean futures. But as you indicated, Kansas City wheat, it saw its fifth straight session of making new contract lows, while Chicago wheat broke a streak of seven straight sessions of contract lows, as they did manage to stay off their lows and even close positive. Now, news for the grain and the soy complexes this week has been on the lack side, as we've seen really very little fresh news out there. The negative technicals and fundamentals are keeping pressure on our futures prices. We did see the Dow yesterday make a new all-time record high, and trading overnight in the grains was quiet and mostly lower. At the moment, December KC wheat's 2 cents lower. December corn down a penny and a quarter. November soybeans are 1 penny higher. December cotton, 53 points lower. October crude oil, 18 cents lower. December dollar index is up 27 cents. And December Dow Jones futures, 43 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much this morning. We certainly appreciate your time and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.